Dream, Laverne. If that dog is too dumb to find his wings, how is he gonna remember his phone number?
I'm Officer Newman. What can I do for you?
Squig, it's him! Officer Newman! Meatball! Meatball, it's me, Squiggy, Dog Fest. Oh, I don't blame you for turning your back on me. He's so distant, Glenn.
Well, just show me some proof of ownership and you can take him home.
Sure. He's got a little tattoo right here. It's kind of a doggy mermaid.
Yeah. We did that to him.
Yeah, when he rolls over, he makes it dance.
Well, which one of you is the dog's owner?
Well, you see, none of us is really the dog's owner. It's my Uncle Elliot's dog. He owns the wax museum.
No, I gotta have something in writing.
Well, it's Uncle Elliot's in England trying to get the Queen to put a face in wax.
Yeah, so if it's all the same with you, we'll just take the dog and be on our way.
We can take care of him.
I'm sorry. Without the ownership certificate or something that you can show that you own him, he's got to stay here 3 days.
Meatball's doing hard time.
Well, 3 days.
Now, you listen to me, Warden. You're going to regret the day you ever laid eyes on Andrew Squigmont.
I already do.
Good.
That was faster than usual.
I get more regrettable every day.
Lenny, you forgot Jeffrey. What is this, a rat?
Oh, Laverne. Laverne ought to see the kitty cats in there. They got them all in cages and they're scared and frightened. It's just shameful. It's worse than a jail.
Yeah, I know. At least in jail they teach them how to make license plates. Here they don't teach them nothing.
Here he is. Where do you want him?
Here, I'll take him.
Be careful. He's a mean one.
Hey, officer. Oh. I said the stuffed lizard. What'd you rest the dog for, not curbing himself?
I better keep him away from the other dogs. He's liable to set a bad example.
Yeah. His owner just said he didn't want him anymore. Said he turned vicious.
If he's that bad, should she be doing that?
Hey, get away from him! He bites!
Oh, no, he doesn't. He's so sweet.
No, you stay away from him.
No!
He's vicious.
Why? He's so sweet.
No, he's going to have to be put to sleep.
What?
No, you don't mean that. What? You don't mean that. You mean you're going to gas his dog? What? Laverne, they're going to kill that dog.
Calm down. Take it easy. Don't get upset. Look, if the doggy was bad, couldn't you just ground him for the weekend?
Yeah. Listen, I won't stand for this. Give me a dime. I'm going to call the Animal Protection Society.
This is the Animal Protection Society.
I can't let you kill
him. Hey, look, wait. If you don't settle down, lady, I'm going to have to run. Wait,
wait. Get over here. 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 Get over here.
body.
Have your attention, please. As Vice President of the Knapp Street and Vicinity Junior Chamber of Commerce, I am here to present to Frank DeFazio the Community Service Award. Look, even if you're not crazy about the guy, it's a nice plaque.
Well, what do you mean you're not crazy about me? I was supposed to get this award last year. Give me the award now.
Not until I finish my speech. For your valuable services to the community...
Excuse me. Could you talk a little slower, please? I'm trying to write this all down.
He wants you to speak clear because he's putting it in the newspapers.
Oh, that's Carmine Ragusa. R-A-G-U-S-A. You get it? For your valuable services to the community, providing food on Mother's Day for the Sunnyside Rest Home... And for your meritorious...
Can I have another beer over here, please?
Hey, I'm getting an award for being a nice guy. Shut up!
Now, Kermit, excuse me, would you stoop down a little bit? All I'm getting is Frank's head and your zipper.
Okay. The community service wishes to award to you, Frank DeFazio, this award. In addition, you have provided, let's see,
you tripped me over there.
And, not a little ham, but a big ham, though.
Is Mr. Frank DeFazio anywhere?
Not now, I'm busy. Listen, give me the
award. Excuse me, is this your daughter?
No. Give me the award.
That is your daughter.
What a big mother.
Don't yell, Pop, I can explain. I got a real good reason.
No, I'll take care of it. I'll send out everything in 2 minutes. Listen. I'm clean, I swear. She don't live with me, right? Okay, give me the award.
Hey, look, this is official police business, pal. I'm Officer Bagatelle. She created quite a disturbance.
Would you shut up and let me tell it? We were down at the pound and they were going to kill this vicious dog, so Shirley handcuffed herself to it.
So what are you doing with the cop?
Poppy, I gave him a noogie.
You gave a guy with a gun a noogie?
She's a DeFazio. She got guts.
Oh, I think so.
Listen, officer, I can vouch for this girl. She would never give a noogie without a very good reason.
And boy, did I have a good reason. I could have talked Shirley out of the whole thing, but he wouldn't even let me talk to her.
Why didn't you tell me that on the way down here?
Because I was mad at you.
Because you were too busy playing with my radio.
Hold it,
Ruffin. Go down with the little cop there and talk to Shirley, all right? I can't go because I got to take pictures for the newspaper. Come on, go.
All
go
right,
ahead.
Come on. What do you think it down for? Do you want to go down there with me or are you going to sit here? Don't spit in my face.
Hey, where you going? I'm taking pictures for the newspaper.
Pizza Man gets award, page 30. Woman in chains, page 1.
Wait.
Here you are, to Mr. Nice Guy.
Dogs. I'd just like to say that I don't want any of you to worry about a thing because I'm going to stay right here with you no matter what. Really, honestly, I am. Really, Byron, I am. They can do anything they want to me. They can shove bamboo underneath my fingernails. They can cover me with honey and douse me with red ants, but I'm not leaving. No surgery, no stepping on the spot.
You don't think they do that thing with the honey and red ants, do you? Frankly, I just couldn't bear up under it. There's no way.
You said I could play with your siren?
Not in a hospital zone. Look, now you said you could talk some sense into her, so start talking.
I don't think she likes you much. You know, I could probably do a lot better if you left me alone with her.
Okay, you got 5 minutes.
But if you can't talk her out... Just remember, we have other methods.
Get out of here. What other methods?
I have tear gas out in the squad car.
Well, good for you. I hate tear gas, Cheryl. It makes me cry. Come on, let's get out of here.
I can't, Laverne. I can't. I love this dog too much. And as long as I stay here, they're not going to kill him. And maybe they won't kill his friends either.
Yeah, but they said that guy's vicious, and he does seem a little moody.
Oh, pshaw! He is not. He's a pussycat.
No, he eats pussycat, Charlie.
No, Laverne, he's wonderful. Come here and pet him. Come on.
Come on.
Hi, doggy. How you doing, doggy? Forget it, girl. The dog's a Nazi.
No, he's not. No, he's not. You're scared.
Yes.
Well, he can sense it. You see, dogs can smell fear.
Yeah, well, I must really be stinking.
Well, it's my fault anyway, because I didn't properly introduce you.
What's to know? He's a killer and he wants to bite my face off.
Oh, my first impressions. I'm telling you, will you give him a chance? Now, Fritzy, this is my friend Laverne. Laverne, this is my friend Fritzy. Now, loosen up. Loosen up. Get down to his level. Get down to his level. No fear. Forget about fear. Okay, that's right. That's right. Now loose. Feel good about it. That's it. Now come over here. Come
Hi,
over.
Doggy. He's going to kill me.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Now come here. Okay.
Hi, doggy.
Now shake. Go
ahead. Hey, Frixie, give me your foot.
Best friend Laverne, feel over here. Feel that.
Oh, it's all lumpy.
It's welts where somebody, like, you know, beat him with a stick or something, and all down here, too. Now, wouldn't that make you a little mean if somebody did that to you?
I got mean if I was sent to bed with no supper. No.
You see why I can't let him kill this dog, Laverne? I can't.
Yeah, well, he is real sweet once you get to know him.
Yes.
But I just don't think this is the right way.
Well, what is the right way, then?
I don't know. It has to be.
Okay. Your time is up. Are you coming out?
No, I'm not. As long as this dog's here, I'm staying here.
And I've been thinking about staying here with her.
Very good. Very good indeed.
Well, I was still thinking.
Why didn't you stay there?
What the hell did you do? You're going to take it with me.
So that's why we're here. Will you put it in the newspaper?
You know, girls, you've got a nice, tender little story here, but it could use some pizzazz.
Anything we can do to help at all.
I think you should starve yourself to death.
Yes, if it would help, that would be
no,
good.
No, I don't think that would help.
Come on.
Okay.
It wouldn't help.
Forget it. Why don't you just tell me your story?
Okay, all right. My name is Shirley Feeney, and in my humble opinion, I think that they should take dog pounds everywhere and level them to the ground, and then put up these little parks, you see, where the dogs run free, and then people come there to adopt them, and they should never kill them.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
What about you?
I'm Laverne DeFazio, single, 36-24-36.
Laverne?
34-24-36.
Laverne?
35 and a half, 27-38.
Laverne?
What does it look like to you, huh? A little more up tempo because you see how.
Yeah, but I played Zippity Doo that 12 times already.
Laverne. Do you think that's really very good for you? I mean, you've eaten half a bag of that stuff.
I'm telling you, show kibble ain't bad, especially the ones shaped like little chickens. You want
to? No. Well, we'll remember that next time we go shopping, won't we?
Oh, I'm starving to death. I hate it here in this doggy dungeon.
Shh.
Want them to hear you? Aren't their spirits low enough without you saying,
yeah? Up. I don't want to say anything, Laverne. I didn't want to tell you this, but look over there at Myron. Look at him. He hasn't wagged his tail in hours.
Come on, get up.
Oh, Myron. Myron, come on. What's the matter with you? Myron, get up and wake. Come on.
Shh. Barney.
Myron, get up there and wag that tail. Come on, it's here. Wag it, tail. Come on, wag it, tail.
Come on, Myron.
Huh?
attention. Pay attention. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. That works. That works. Okay, that works. Okay, we got to keep their spirits up now. Come on. Come on. Let's liven this place up a little bit. Come on. Come on. Come on. Look at Buffy here, everybody. Look at her. Now, this is the way we should be. She's a little furry optimist. She knows that by tomorrow she could be adopted by a doctor who's handsome and wealthy and has table scraps and a fireplace and... Could you get his phone number for me? We should all take a lesson for her. So everybody, stick out your tongues and wag your tails and pant for joy till the cows come home.
That was just beautiful.
Ah, oh, thank you, Phil. I tried.
It's beautiful. You see, we can't let our spirits down now, because if we do that, it would be nothing but sheer stupidity.
Hello?
Lenny, Squiggy,
what are you boys doing here?
We come to spring out meatballs. What are you doing here?
I'm making a statement.
Yeah, well, shut up. We got work to do. We're all chained up like women with rabies.
Well, it's a long story, but we chained ourselves to this dog so that they won't kill him, and maybe they won't kill the rest of his friends.
Well, that's exactly what we're doing here. We came to pop meatball out of this joint, but for the dirty screws, put him in an electric chair.
Well, good for you.
And Len, they ain't going to electrocute Meatball.
The governor called?
They didn't call. They just stopped for...
Well, Squig, how's the disguise coming?
A disguise for a dog?
That's right. We brought him a cat suit.
That's just great. That is just great, Squig. No one would ever suspect a 70-pound cat.
Especially not if he's chasing a couple of economy-sized mice. We thought of everything.
Listen, Meatball, listen to me. I want you to go out there and pretend you're a cat. Anyone look suspicious, start to purr.
Oh, baby.
Girl, you better wake up. It ain't baby and it's Fritzy.
Oh, hi, Fritz. No wonder Fabian's breath smelled of bits of kidney.
Girl, these cages are so uncomfortable.
Don't get up. Don't get
They're
up.
So
don't get up. If you get up, I... If you get up, we'll turn. Please.
Girl.
Please, wait a minute. I'm looking at you. Don't make sudden moves like that, Cheryl.
Please, Christy. Well, get it.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Will you wait a second, please? If I can just get...
Cheryl. Cheryl, there's a man here. Come on, Cheryl. Come on.
Oh,
honey. Get around there.
Wait a second. Here, wait. No. Here, let me through here. That's it. Now let me through. Okay, that's it. Now I get there. And there, I think I... There. I think we may just...
We'll be right with you.
Hi.
You're still here, huh?
That's right.
Well, I guess you two didn't do any good.
What?
In a half hour, we're transferring all these dogs to the West Side Pound for their last meal.
No. No, you can't mean that. I can't believe that. These dogs don't deserve to die. There must be some other way. There must be something else.
Yeah? Like what?
Well, like,
Well, I've been thinking about having, like, a doggy Olympics, you know? Divide them all up into nations, the French poodles, the German shepherds, and cocker spaniards. And then have relay races, you know, put little batons in their mouths and let them run all over the place, and they could even jump the hurdles. I don't know what they'll do with the pole vault, but they'll come up with something. Yeah.
Is she for real?
Well, at least she's got an idea. I mean, as ludicrous as it may be, she has one.
Well, they probably put it on television.
The point is, there has to be plenty of places for dogs like these. I mean, really, like in the Navy. The Navy would take them. Or the Army. Or they could be watchdogs like Fritzy here. I know. Elementary schools would take them as mascots, and the children could take care of them all day, and then the custodians could take care of them at night. Or there must be lots of lonely people out there who'd love a dog as a companion to take care of. The point is, Laverne, please, the point is that these dogs deserve to live, and once people read about us, things are going to change. You'll see.
The papers have been out on the streets for hours. You see anybody breaking down these doors? Look, I gotta go call for the truck. Face it, nothing's gonna change because nobody cares.
Please. I care. I care too, Cheryl. I know you do.
Laverne, Shirley.
Oh, there you are.
Robin, what are you doing here?
I just came to see who you chained to today.
We read about you in the newspaper. That's
really?
Some article.
Oh, look at this. Perky, courageous Shirley Feeney risks all to save animals.
Oh, look at this. They call me your faithful companion. I feel just like Tonto.
This is wonderful. They printed what I said about giving dogs to old people as companions.
Yeah, and it worked. Frank called the Sunnyside Retirement Home, and they want us to pick out some dogs.
Me too! Oh, it's everything!
I guess I'll get an award for this next year.
I hope you do. I hope you do.
Frank, look. Look. There's a dog that has a mustache and eyebrows just like yours.
I don't believe this. There's not one word in here about my measurements.
Well, you should thank God for that.
Okay, Betty, don't shove. All right, spread out, spread out. Make yourself out a dog.
Karma.
Listen, I wanted to help out, too, so I passed your article around to the people down at the dance studio. And I offered 10 free tango lessons to anybody who'll adopt a pet.
What a guy! Get over here! Get over here! Get over here!
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh dear, you're not going to print any of this. I mean, we're not serious or planning anything serious at the moment.
No.
Oh, good, good. Get out of here, Carmine. Beat it.
You know, I came to get Fritz.
You came to get Fritz? What for?
Well, my editor liked the article so much, he decided to give me a raise, and I thought I'd share it with Fritz.
You're going to take Fritzy?
Right.
You're going to give him a home? Fritzy, did you hear that? Oh, Fritzy, he's going to give you a home. Isn't that nice? You'll be with Scoop. I know we've been through a lot, and I'll come and visit, and maybe we'll ride each other. And you will be nice to him, won't you?
Sure.
And scratch him behind the ears a lot, because he really likes that.
Goodbye, Fritzy. If you ever take up the harmonica, he really loves Donkey Serenade.
Terrific. Yeah. Nice meeting you, girls.
Thanks for everything you did, sir. Bye, Chrissy. Goodbye.
Okay, folks. Everybody out this way to fill out the papers. You can take your dogs home.
A dog that looks like you.
Hey, girls. Thanks.
Anytime, Newman. Anytime we can be of help.
Boy, sure, we did it. We really made some little dog's tails wag today, didn't we?
We certainly did. You see that? If you give humanity half a chance, they care about their fellow creatures.
Good job, Cheryl.
Nice work, pal.
Oh, Bagatelle, what are you down here? Wanted to see us suffer?
No. You've been here all night. You must be starving, huh?
Starving? I could eat a horse.
Sorry, Cheryl.
Anyway, how about a little breakfast? Just you and me. I'll spring for it.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, come
on. Wait, wait a second. Could you unlock her?
Oh, I can't do that. I'm off duty. You'll have to wait till afternoon for that.
What? I don't want to go to breakfast.
I'm only swinging for one breakfast.
Now he won't even pay me.